Iguodala throws it to Green, who catches it. Back to Curry, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound Cousins, deflected. Picked up by Leonard. Ball's too loose. They dive on it and try and call time. And a timeout call.
So it's a technical foul.
Throws it into Leonard. That's it. It's over. The Raptors win. There's a new NBA. Oh, they call a foul. Crowd still here hoping for a miracle. Also here to cheer on. Leonard makes it official. Now the Warriors just inbound, and that's it. There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions. The Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
Well, what a performance from the Toronto Raptors, and they were going mad and wild over there in Toronto. Their first time in their history that they've secured that championship. So well done to them, and to talk a little bit about that and all news happening in the world of basketball from Radio KJR in Seattle is Dick Fain. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, guys. And yes, congratulations to the Raptors. But I've got to tell you, I was more impressed with what the Golden State Warriors were able to do, hamstrung, unlike any team, and I've talked about this on the air many times over the last few days, hamstrung unlike any team I have ever seen in American sports finals history. I mean, you take out Kevin Durant, you take out Klay Thompson after Klay was killing it in that game with 30 points. He was leading Golden State to a win, and we were going to see a game number seven, and then to have him go down with that knee injury, and still they almost were able to pull off a win incredibly shorthanded. I cannot go on without giving Golden State all the praise that they are due. Yeah. I mean, it was the equivalent, guys, of the Patriots winning the AFC Championship game and Tom Brady getting injured with, 2 minutes left to go in the game so it doesn't decide the outcome, and then having the Patriots go on and lose a Super Bowl without Tom Brady. Well, of course they're going to lose a Super Bowl without Tom Brady, just like Golden State is, of course, going to lose the finals without almost all of their big-time components.
Well, one thing I didn't know, Dick, and I should have, about Toronto was they got rid of the coach at the end of last season who was the NBA Coach of the Year. To put someone in charge that they thought could do a better job. They traded away one of their better players. They got Kawhi Leonard, and all of a sudden they've won the championship. I mean, that's a massive play in itself, isn't it?
No, there's no question. I mean, it's a little souring to me since Dwayne Casey, the man that was fired, is I consider a friend, and I've known for about 20 years because he was the assistant coach here in Seattle for about 10 years when I just started covering the basketball team, and he had done a very fine job with them. He just couldn't get over the LeBron hump. Well, now all of a sudden he gets fired. Well, LeBron also leaves and goes to the Western Conference. So the question is, would Dwayne Casey have been able to lead this Toronto team over the LeBron hump? Well, there's no LeBron hump anymore. So I would say yes. But give credit where credit is due. They were able to trade away get rid of DeMar DeRozan, which I think was a good move. Kawhi Leonard is a much better player, as we have seen, than DeMar DeRozan was. So they definitely, on a whole, they improved their team over last year, but they also had a lot of help because LeBron left the Eastern Conference and is no longer a competitor out there.
Dick, it might not be making news over there, although he comes from a very, very famous basketball family, but the 17-year-old younger brother, LaMelo Ball, is actually joining the Illawarra Hawks out here, which is just, an hour and a half down the road from Sydney, the Illawarra Hawks in the city of Wollongong, and he's only 17, and he wants to go number one draft pick, clearly not going to college. So this is a new sort of pathway that they can come out here and play in a elite system and then go their way to the draft.
It is. It's the second top 25 guy, in the last couple of weeks?
Yep.
The last one went to the team in New Zealand. But, it did make news over here only because of the last name Ball. His father, LeVar Ball, is a notorious blowhard and likes to be in the media, likes to promote himself, likes to promote his big baller brand. That being said, I do like his son. I like Lonzo, who was just part of that mega, mega trade with Anthony Davis. Lonzo going from Los Angeles to New Orleans, and this is his younger brother, plays a completely different game than Lonzo. Lonzo's more of a pure point guard who really struggles with his shot. LaMelo, a much, much better shooter, more athletic as well. You know, you'll see some highlight reel dunks from him. It's tough to tell how great the ball players are because they get such publicity from their father. He goes on all the national talk shows. We've had him on our show as well. We probably won't have him on again. He was promoting something. We thought, okay, we debated for about 2 days on whether we should put him on the show. We decided to. People listen to him just for fun. You know, he's like the train wreck that you have to turn. Yeah, you have to turn your head and look at it. We're not going to have him on again. But that being said, it is an outlet for more and more of these players, and I think the beneficiaries are going to be guys like you know, countries like Australia, countries like New Zealand, that are going to get some of America's best high school and college talent. Not a lot of it, but you're going to get probably a couple, three players every single year now until they change the rule back where you can go directly to the NBA, which is not going to be too long. We're only talking, I believe, 2022 when that rule is going to be changed.
Yeah, it certainly raises the profile of our competition over here. Gary Woodland won the US Open. Brooks Koepka couldn't quite get the job done.
A great story, guys. I mean, Gary Woodland is a guy that, I think if you pay fairly close attention to golf, you know who he is. You know, you've always known that he's had the talent to win a major, but he's never really put together long stretches where you'd indicate, okay, here's the time. I mean, for example, he was 169th in scrambling in 2019, and you go into a course where you absolutely need to scramble. It's the smallest greens on tour. And he was able to scramble unbelievably. But the story is even better than the player, guys. I mean, here's a guy that 2 years ago lost one of his twin babies at birth and, really, really suffered a personal setback through that. It affected his game. He has fought through that adversity and has come back. And now to win the U.S. Open on Father's Day. And we find out that his wife is expecting twins again in August. Just a tremendous story. And he was also gained notoriety for what he did in the Waste Management Classic at Phoenix, where he brought a girl with Down syndrome who plays golf onto the course with him, and she played the hole with him and parred the hole. And now he continues that relationship. He was on the Today Show with her today. Just a wonderful, wonderful man. And, it's kind of refreshing to me to see somebody other than Brooks Koepka win a major, because it looked there for a while like, the cyborg, the robot that is Brooks Koepka was just going to, like Godzilla, step on everybody else and crush all the buildings and end up taking home another trophy.
Yeah, Dick, this one's just come in from one of our listeners, Jake from Wombrell. He said, guys, can you please ask Dick the latest in the Zeke Elliott looming suspension? Zeke Elliott.
We talked about that a few weeks ago, and really, there's all is mum at this point. I think we're gonna hear much more come training camp. This is kind of a dead time in the NFL schedule. We just had some mini camps for most of the teams, but this is something that I'm sure will rear its head in August. I think that the NFL is gaining as much information on the case as they possibly can, and keep in mind that the NFL does reserve the right to suspend a player even if he is not charged or convicted of a crime. If the NFL feels like a player violated the personal conduct policy of the league, whether or not he is charged, whether or not he is convicted, they can still suspend him. But as of right now, they have not done that, but that's not to say that they won't.
You're a good man. Thank you, Dick.
Hey, guys, we'll talk to you next week.